T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins has publicly disclosed her earnings, and records show she pocketed a six-figure salary earlier this year from an organization linked to the recall campaign of her predecessor, DA Chesa Boudin. For more on this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. Okay, Phil, this is a little bit complex. Let's begin with the fact that Brooke Jenkins has said multiple times that she volunteered for the recall campaign. Then it turns out she was getting paid from a nonprofit linked to another one that backed the recall campaign. Help us sort all this out.
Okay, it's politics 101 in San Francisco. What we have here is a movement that was out to reshape some of San Francisco's politics, the school board and the district attorney's office. In other words, it was both. They were unhappy with how the school board was dealing with students and how the district attorney was dealing with open drug dealing and other problems on the streets. It was a rollback of the progressive politics. It had several arms, two of which were actually connected in some way. One is this nonprofit called Neighbors for a Better San Francisco. And the second one is Neighbors for Better San Francisco Advocacy. Now, here's the difference. Neighbors for San Francisco is a nonprofit group, an advocacy group, but not involved in elections. They're barred from doing elections. They can do research. They can go out and they can, you know, prompt conversations. That's where Brooke Jenkins landed a job after she and about 50 other district attorneys exited Chesa Boudin's shop over differences in opinion on how he was handling the law situation in San Francisco. She was looking for a job. She got one there as a consultant. She was paid about $100,000 to give advice to that group. That group is also shares the same attorney as Neighbors for a Better San Francisco Advocacy, which is a political PAC. They can get involved in politics, and that's who backed the recall. So what she was doing was working for Neighbors for a Better SF, getting a check from them while volunteering for Neighbors Advocacy during the campaign. So she was an impromptu spokesperson being paid by the PAC. But not by the PAC, but by the nonprofit.
So, in terms of any legal impropriety, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is an ethical concern.
Yeah, that would be it. And ethics are in the eyes of the beholders. That's a very good point, Eric. In terms of legality, is they're not supposed to. She doesn't appear to have broken any state or local laws on this. As terms of ethics, people say, well, that's up to you to decide. Now, in terms of reality, let's get down to that as well. According to my sources, she told the mayor about the relationship prior to being appointed. And if anything, the mayor thought it was a pretty good combination because she was looking for somebody that could get reelected come November. And this looks like a group that can do it. We have until Friday to see if somebody steps forward from the progressive side to oppose her. But so far, she is filed all the right paperwork, including her statement of economic interest and now her reelection filings. It's interesting to see how this came out one after the other, but that's the way politics works as well. Timing is important, and this came out before she said she was running again.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, Phil. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.